Chapter 18b, The Yoga of Liberation Through Renunciation. About renunciation, its threefold nature, and its service with the divisions of society as the ultimate of liberation. O chastiser of the enemy, the activities of the intellectuals and priests, Brahmins, the rulers and the military, Kshatriyas, the traders and farmers, Vaishyas, and the servants and laborers, Shudras, are divided according to their own natures that originate from the material modes. Equable, self-controlled, austere, pure, tolerant, and surely straight and of knowledge, wisdom, and belief in God, is of a Brahmin the activity born from his own nature. Valor, vigor, determination, resourcefulness in opposition, and not fleeing, generous, and taking the lead, is the occupation born from the nature of a Kshatriya. Ploughing, tending cows, and trade is the natural way of a Vaishya, while the nature of a Sudra's duty consists of being of service. Each, fulfilling his own duty, does man gain in perfection. Now listen how doing one's own job, that maturity is attained. From whom all living entities emanated, by whom all this is pervaded, doing his own duties in respect of him, a man achieves perfection. It is better to be unsuccessful with one's own duty than to perform perfect minding another's business, as doing work restricted to one's own nature, one will never run into offense. Although faults occur working for a result, O son of Kunti, one should never give it up, as for sure all beginning is with faults, the way fire is covered by smoke. With an unobstructed intelligence in all respect, in control of oneself, and with the longing gone, one attains the perfection of freedom from reactions by the renounced order. Understand from me how in some, O son of Kunti, achieving mastery, without fail the spiritual is achieved, the stage of knowledge that is transcendental. With the intelligence completely cleared, connected in one's determination, and also regulating oneself with things as sounds, giving up on the objects of the senses, and refraining from passion and a negative attitude, living secluded, eating little, with one's speech, mind and body under control, all day in the beyond of meditation, having taken to the shelter of detachment, unidentified with the body, physical power, false pride, lust, anger, and material accumulation, one, freed from possessiveness in peace, qualifies for spiritual realization. Existing spiritually, the soul is pleased, one never laments or desires, and is one equal to all living beings. One gains the transcendental of my devotional service. Through devotion, one can know me as I really am. Knowing me thus in truth, he thereafter reaches. Despite of always performing all kinds of activities, one does, by the mercy of my protection, achieve the imperishable eternal abode. Just become aware of me all day by consciously giving up all kinds of activities under my lead, taking to the shelter of the intelligence of yogic union. Being conscious of me, you will overcome all impediments by my mercy. But if, identifying with the body, you do not listen, you will be lost. If, taking to false ego, you think not to fight, then your resolve is all wrong. From your material position, you will have to engage. From your own point of view, O son of Kunti, caught in your own actions, you prefer not to engage in that which from illusion you will even do involuntarily. The Supreme Master resides in the heart of all living entities, O Arjuna, directing each creature subjected to the mechanical of time and matter. Be sure to surrender in all respects unto him, O son of Bharata. By his grace you will obtain the transcendental abode of eternal peace. This, the greater secret of confidential knowledge, has been explained by me. In full consideration of this, do that what you wish to do. Hear once again from me about this most confidential of supreme instruction. You are very dear to me, and therefore I speak it to your benefit. Thinking of me, becoming my devotee, offering your obeisances unto me, becoming my worshipper, for sure you will come to me in truth. This I promise you, as you are dear to me. Go, leave the variety of religions behind for surrendering to me only. I will deliver you from all the consequences of sin. Do not worry. This is never to be told by you to someone void of austerity, never at any time to a non-devotee, never to one not willing to listen, nor to anyone indignant towards me. Anyone who explains this most confidential secret of mine amongst the devotees is doing transcendental devotional service unto me, and will without doubt, for sure, come to me. Never is there anyone among men more dear to me than him, nor will also on earth another one become more dear to me than him. He who will study this sacred conversation of ours, by him I will, by the sacrifice of spiritual knowledge, be worshipped. This is my view. A man who with faith listens free from envy, also he, being liberated, will attain the auspices of the spheres of the pious. O son of Pritha, have you heard all this with a concentrated mind? Has now the delusion brought about by your lack of knowledge been dispelled, O conqueror of wealth? Arjuna said, my being mistaken is overcome. By your mercy does it all come back to me. With all my doubts removed, O infallible one, I am ready to put your words into practice. Sanjaya said, this I have heard, this discussion of Vasudeva and of the great soul Arjuna, so wonderful that it makes my hair stand on end. Through the grace of Vyasadeva, I have heard this confidentiality about the Supreme of Yoga directly from the personal speaking of the Master of Yoga, Krishna himself. O King, over and over, remembering this wonderful message, so holy, of Keshava and Arjuna, delights me time and again. And also, each time, remembering the most wonderful form of the Lord, fills me with great wonder, O King, and makes me rejoice again and again. I am convinced that wherever there is the Lord of Yoga, Krishna, and the son of Pritha, carrying the bow and arrows, that there opulence, victory, great power and morality are assured. This ends the Bhagavad Gita as taken down by Srila Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva, chapter 23-40, translated, concatenated and put on the internet by Anantadhar Prabhu, as faithful to the original Sanskrit as possible.